On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Seven, the game.
Boxer and Gerson work injury at Turner's Tech Line.
Was that Mike Jackson in the audio at the tail end of that? But I can't catch, though! That's pretty awesome. Apparently he can catch.
Picked again!
Yep.
That's a phrase you don't want to hear.
Purdy, throw! Picked again!
Picked again.
But wait, there's more. He would get picked again.
They would get picked again.
And another one.
Just a couple. Yeah, thank you. DJ Khaled was in the building last night.
And I'm just looking at that third pick, and I've been thinking about this for a while, and this play is like really kind of driving it home. DeMarcus Robinson, what's the point? Like, why do you even have him out there? You don't throw to him. And on this third interception, he is like streaking down the sideline all alone, and he throws it over the middle, and
he's,
you know,
WR3.
Right, but why even have him out there if you're not going to even try to, like, throw one deep to him?
Well, I mean,
it's useless.
No.
Did he have any targets?
Yes. I thought he had a catch or two. Did he not?
I'd have to check. I'd have to remember a catch or two.
Yeah, he's WR3, and they were awful last night. Like, they didn't really, nobody put up
one
numbers.
Catch. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a
one
catch.
One target, one catch.
There you go.
There you have
it. Good job. Got him involved.
Stop. It was garbage time now that I checked my notes.
Okay. The whole game was garbage
time.
Third
and 12 when you're up 20-9.
And they got 7 yards.
They got eight, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go, D-Rob.
408. Willard, you fool. Purdy in the last 20 games is the worst QB with interceptions in the league. You moron, don't loose your credibility.
Okay. Is that from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney text line?
I already did it. It's okay.
That sounds like you might have a work injury off to that text.
Don't lose your credibility. Don't lose it now.
I wouldn't if I were you.
I won't.
You might have already loosed it.
I'm not going to loose it. Okay. Yeah. If Purdy's the worst QB in the league for the last 20 games, then you win. I'm going to offer you. I'd like to. Actually, 408. Give me a private call, and I'm going to buy you something called Red Zone. And I'd like you to do a little homework and watch. You won't believe this. It's a crazy thing. There's 31 other teams. I don't know if you know that, but you should check it out sometime. And if you do, I bet you're going to change your opinion that Brock Purdy over the last 20 games is the worst quarterback in the NFL. I feel very confident in that point.
Well, he's just obviously charting interceptions over the last 20. And 20 is always my favorite, like, arbitrary number. Mm-hmm. We can go back as far as we want and then draw that line and then draw our conclusions. And so
that's what the whole Brock Purdy narrative has been. Let's erase everything that he has achieved. Let's pick which games we want. Let's start with Christmas Day against Baltimore.
We probably should.
That's when life started. It's now actually called BC and AD. That Christmas game wasn't just Jesus' birthday. It was also Brock's. Everything that
wasn't his birthday.
Well, no, but it was
his Earth Day.
No, actually,
where he came back to Earth.
First time that anything mattered. So multiple NFC championship appearances and all of that stuff doesn't matter. We should get flimsy and whimsical and just bench him. So again, I think
that there's a bigger conversation here as to what has changed with Brock Purdy.
Well, I agree with.
Last year, you could look at, I mean, no McCaffrey, and you didn't have a lot of Trent, and you didn't have a defense. Here's, last year was kind of a weird year, but even this year, like, forget last night as a small sample, but what has changed with Brock Purdy since Christmas?
You want me to criticize Brock Purdy? I'll do it right here.
I don't. I'm just asking you, what has changed?
Here's my take. He came out of last year and he thought his number one struggle point was that a Niner team that was clearly struggling in a lot of other areas, defense, special teams, and injuries, and he admitted he was trying to do too much. And he said, I need to get back to being the QB that I was before. Well, Brock, you haven't. You haven't.
Consistently,
you
yes.
You are still trying to do too much. Like, unequivocally, to me, not arguable. You are still absolutely trying to do too much. Especially if at any point you seem to be struggling with a lower base injury. And if you, like, I have no idea what he's feeling. But the bottom line for me is, if you do want to go back to 2 years ago, Brock Purdy, I know, when the Red Sea parts and nobody is around for 20 yards in front of you in the high red zone, you run. You run. You don't huck the ball into a one-on-one situation because you're trying to get six where you clearly would have set up your team with first and goal without any like risk of anything. That's a poor decision, no matter what Kyle Shanahan says in the press conference.
I mean, if you watch the play again, and I just watched it for the seventh time, the decision was good. He was open, but the throw, to your point, if you throw it 4 yards in front, and maybe he can't quite get there, it's a safe miss, but he threw it to where Pearsall was and not to where he was going to be.
But there is a
risk. That's the problem.
But there is a risk anytime
you throw the ball anywhere, there's always a risk.
There's no risk in running it on that play. There was none.
There's a risk.
None.
I mean, you could cough it up. You could fumble the ball.
Yeah, if you allow yourself to get hit, which a quarterback.
It's possible.
I mean,
there's always a risk.
He could have walked for a first down.
I look at that play, and Pearsall has about 2 yards of separation, and he is open. So go ahead and throw it out in front of him. And I watched it back, and he runs up to the line, and he does like a one-legged.
Yeah.
He never even stops and plants and like looks to fire it. So maybe that's the toe. Maybe it's him just being careless or reckless, but that's a problem.
That's the second concern. Like, I don't want to hear bad, like, good decision, bad execution. No, bad decision and bad execution. Like, you should have run, you didn't, and then you uncorked a bad throw. That feels like two mistakes to me.
Well, it's only, for me, a bad execution if it doesn't work, and I think about the Tonjes throw on the opener where that was probably not a good decision, but it was good execution because he caught it. And if you do go back to the game of Christmas back in 2023. Since then, it's been 21 games, and he's thrown 23 interceptions in 21 games.
That's too many.
And they're 10-11.
Yeah.
And I know 10-11 is a quarterback record, which is not always totally fair because, like last night, the team won. He lost, but he gets the win.
He gets a
you
win.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he was actually better than the other QB.
Well, what are we talking about?
Well,
the other quarterback is awful.
Well, the text line's telling me that Brock Purdy's worse in the league.
One texter, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm reading.
And I'm afraid you have lost your credibility.
It's loosed.
Oh, yeah.
Loosed, not lost.
Loosed.
Loosed. Yeah. Spell it right. Jim in St. Louis, you're next up. Hi, Jim. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Great show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, you know, I saw you play, Mark.
Play what?
I'm old. I saw you play football.
No, you didn't.
You aren't. Oh, wait. Was his name Ken Willard that played for the
49ers? Oh, my God. Yes. Ken Willard. My God, how old do you think I am, Jim? Ken Willard was. Good Lord, he was retired when I was barely got out of diapers.
Any relation?
You know what? I asked that one time, and someone told me that, like, if you really wanted to play the family tree game, probably, like, somewhere along the line, yes, but no. No, not to my knowledge, not any direct relation. But anyway, Jim, I'm not 89 years old, despite how I sound. Go ahead.
I'm 71, so it's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, it would have been to me. But anyway, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so I thought it was, you had two games going last night that had a parallel issues going on with the Warriors and the 49ers.
Yeah.
You got two teams that are not going anywhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like the Warriors are probably going to be about 500. And this, I think the problem with the Niners is the defense, right? The injuries.
I don't know, Jim. Jim, I'll bet you $1,000 right now that the Warriors are over 500 at the end of the year.
Well, I hope you're right.
Okay.
But if Jimmy, it all depends on injuries. If Steph or Jimmy go out with an injury, then they're cooked.
Well, Jim, thanks. Yeah. That's true of any, I always think that's always an interesting take to me. If a team loses its best players, they're going to be in trouble. Right.
Yeah,
right,
it could be.
Right. Right. That's sport. Welcome to sports.
Ken Willard was the number two overall pick by the Niners in 1965. Taken before Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers.
Okay, so he was.
I love the young people.
He was being drafted 10 years before I was born.
Right.
And Jim thought that was me. Is Ken still alive?
He is.
Okay.
I don't know, Ken. I don't know who the Niners GM was, but you passed on Butkus and Gale Sayers.
Come on, Lynch.
That's a fireable offense.
God dang it. You always ruin the first round every time.
Yep.
Starting back in 1965.
Ken Willard.
Jerks.
Good little career as a fullback.
Yeah.
Damn it, Farhan.
All right, thanks. coming up on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to bring you Chiefs and Cowboys at 1. Mahomes, Dak, food, fun. Hopefully an upset. We're also sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. 888-957-9570. That game ended. What were your emotions? How'd you feel? This is Willard and Dibbs.
Second 18! Down and 8.
What's up?
Play action. Purdy. Picked again. Third one. Second for Horn. And this crowd is starting to get restless.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's fair from Joe Buck. The crowd was restless, and then the crowd was sort of, I just feel like the fastball got taken from them. And a lot of people were like, man, isn't it Monday Night Football? It's a beautiful fall night, and the Niners are going to 8-4, and it just felt kind of like, felt like work to get up for it.
Well, it's what you talked about with style points. Like, you wanted them to win, and you wanted style points, and they won, but there was nothing stylistic about that. Carolina was flat bad, and if you didn't know what Carolina's record was...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You would have guessed that they were 2-10
yep.
coming in.
Yep.
That was not a 6-6 team the way they played. Their quarterback was bad. They dropped the ball. Rico Dowdle, who was this amazing 200-yard back a couple weeks ago, he was ordinary.
I barely used him.
Chuba Hubbard was their best offensive weapon. And even at that point, the Niners were like, you can have four, you can have five, whatever.
Yeah, totally. So I think that that's kind of the dynamic that we want to spend some time with, which is this idea, like not running from it. I don't want to force all of you to be happy because the Niners won, and I certainly don't want to dismiss that either. Like, we're rooting for an 8-4 football team, and it's Thanksgiving. That's a big deal. But a lot of us at the same time are like, like somebody. It feels like I don't want to call it a trip to the dentist, but like I took my little guy to the doctor this morning. He needed it, but he didn't want to go. So it's like now he feels better. So that's good. But that's kind of what,
like pulling teeth a little bit.
Yeah. And so like, what is that? The game ended last night. And how would you describe that emotional feeling in that moment? Let's go out to Steve in New York. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, fellas. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to you too.
Thank you. I just want to give some props to the D last night and to Sala. I don't think he gets enough recognition for what he's been doing in the last few weeks. The turnovers have been better. We were a bit dry early on the season. And so I really think that last night made a difference. Even though we're playing like a lesser team, we should have beat them no matter what. We covered. We beat them and covered. I want to know also, do you think that because of the performance of Purdy, do you think that this really staples Mac Jones staying on the team and not being put on the trade block?
It's an interesting question. Steve, thanks. I have to start that answer, at least from me, by saying I already, and have been the entire time, am in favor of the 49ers keeping Mac Jones next year for all kinds of reasons. So I can only answer that, I guess, by saying sort of yes and no. Put it this way. The answer was already yes for me. Last night had nothing to do with it for me.
Yes, I'm with you, except for me, the first part is the answer was already yes. You will look to shop him, and if you can get a second and a third or even just a second, yeah, you trade him because you can bring in any warm body and make him a good quarterback because you're Kyle flipping Shanahan. I believe that.
I just don't see any scenario where there's an NFL team out there that gives up a two
for Mac. I mean, look at last night. Like Carolina, and there's not any really good quarterbacks coming out in the draft.
But you're not going to give up a two for that. Like
if you're a team that needs a quarterback, you might give up a two or a three for that. And if you get a three for Mac Jones, you're taking it.
I first of all, I disagree. I would not take a three for Mac Jones. I would take somebody who can keep a season alive. If your lead quarterback gets hurt, number one, just my opinion. But number two, I will absolutely sit here on this microphone and tell you I was wrong if somebody offers a two for Mac Jones. You got to remember that coaches and GMs behave like all human beings. They advocate for their jobs. So if you're a bad football team and you need a quarterback, you want a young project because it spreads it out. You want.
I mean, if you're Pete Carroll, maybe you don't.
Maybe, but they already tried that. You
right.
already signed Geno. You already brought in Geno Smith. Like, these guys are considered placeholder pluses. They're no different than Jimmy Garoppolo. And when the Bucs initially got Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, who has worked out. But remember, Sam Darnold went to Minnesota first.
Yep.
And what'd they do with him? He balled out. He got in the MVP race, and they still kicked him out
and
of town.
And they regret it.
And they totally regret it. They messed up. But they're like, that's not usually who a coach and a team want. They don't want someone who's a veteran who you're like, okay, they can kind of keep it together, but they're not dynamic and they're not going to win us a lot. They would rather have a project so they can spread out their whole thing and say, hey, we're building and we're getting better. And
it
depends
on the situation. You know what I mean? I do think that you've got some teams out there.
Give them to me. Who would want Mac?
The Raiders. The Raiders, I don't think that Pete Carroll's thinking about a five-year plan. He is 72 years old, and he's thinking, well, Geno Smith is not the guy. Maybe Mac Jones can come in here and jumpstart this thing. He sure has looked good. Maybe he's somebody who can come in here and turn it around. And Minnesota might be another one.
Okay.
Because J.J. McCarthy, he's not the dude. And I think that you're finding it out more and more and more quickly than ever before that they made a mistake. So if you are, you know, the head coach in Minnesota, you're thinking, I don't probably have 2 to 5 years to figure this out again. I already had my shot, and I messed it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what led to the whole, like, you draft McCarthy, but then if you're Kevin O'Connell, you show that Sam Darnold, you can have a great season with Sam Darnold, and then the following season, does that come from ownership? Where you're like, because I could totally see O'Connell being like, dude, we just went 14-3.
Right.
Keep my guy. And ownership's like, no, we invested.
You drafted your guy,
we
exactly.
We invested in J.J. McCarthy.
We want to see what we have.
And I don't know if that falls on the coach. Like, they've got a really good coach. They'd be stupid to let him go or get mad at him over this.
But if you're him, you're not thinking, all right, J.J., let's run this back one more time. I think you've seen what you've seen.
And the Raiders, by the way, they've got Geno for almost $40 million next year. What are you going to do about that?
A little competition. And I'm sure you can get out of the $40 million. It's not fully guaranteed. I don't know what the exact numbers are. But if you're Pete Carroll and you're in your 70s, you're probably not thinking, let me ride this out for another year.
67 of his $75 million in Vegas was guaranteed.
Okay. And how much have they already paid it out? And I don't want to get too deep into the Raiders contract stuff.
I don't know.
You know, even if you go to Carolina where Bryce Young is wrapping up his third year and – you know, he had a great game 2 games ago, and then last night he looked like the Bryce Young of old. I think that there are enough jobs out there to where you may have teams interested in a placeholder plus, as you call them.
Cap hit for Geno Smith, if they were to move off him next year, would be north of $26 million.
Yeah. That's tip money for Tom Brady.
No, that's not. That's a lot. They don't want to do that.
Well, they don't want to do this. Because he is awful.
No, it's perfect. It's a perfect time to draft a QB if you're Vegas. You suck. You're going to have a great pick, but you have a veteran who can play for 4 or 5 games while you bring, you know, do exactly what the New York Giants did this year. Get a kid, have placeholder, you'll play 4 games. You play bad, you suck. Let's bring in the Rook. Ooh, Rook's got a little moxie. Cool. Now we're done here. That's exactly what I would guess the Raiders will do next year.
Yeah, Cleveland's always in the market for a quarterback.
Well, I mean, how many guys are you going to have in the room? They just drafted 2 rookies this year.
Right, and it doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily ride with either one.
No, neither of them's highly paid.
Right.
I get it.
And so, you know, Tennessee is a spot where they don't love their quarterback. I mentioned Carolina. They don't love their quarterback.
Tennessee.
New Orleans doesn't have a quarterback, and you can Tyler Shuck me all you want. There are teams out there that are clearly without even one decent quarterback.
Right, but I would argue that most of them, first of all, Tennessee's not going to be done. Number one overall pick in the draft, and this is only year one. New Orleans is not going to want to play. A placeholder has to go somewhere where like they're like, we could win if we just have like a non-doofus at quarterback.
Well, Atlanta would be a spot. I don't know what Cousins' contract is for next year, but Penix Jr. is not. He's not been able to stay healthy.
I mean,
they're a team that fancies themselves as being close.
Top 10 overall pick, and they're pouring bajillions into that room because of Kirk Cousins.
Right.
So, like, I all I'm saying, and I will use the microphone to say I'm wrong, I'd be shocked if there's a team that wants to invest that kind of draft capital in acquiring Mac Jones. To be like, I don't think the league sees him as like, that's the dude. Like, we get that guy in here, and that's our franchise guy. That's what a a number two round pick would suggest that that's who you want to be your QB for a while.
Well, you'd get him for a year at $5 million or whatever the number is, which is, it's not that much of an investment if you want to bring him in to compete with your young guy.
But a second round pick is. That's a big investment. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, depending on which team it is and depending on what the second round pick is.
Bob in the city is next up. Hi, Bob. You're on with Willie and Debbie. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Great show, guys. I thought last night's game was actually good coaching because he was trying to be a gunslinger early on, and I think at the second half, they must have been Shanahan talked to him and said, okay, look, start hitting the underneath stuff. They took the ball out of his hands a little more. They ran McCaffrey, got the touchdown. I mean, you know, so basically they just tampered him down a little bit, got him under control. So I don't think he'll do the same thing next week. Of course, they're playing a better defense, but I don't know. Let's see what a difference a week makes, right? I think they'll be all right.
Well, yeah, okay. So, Bob, I'm completely with you. Again, there's this whole macro-micro thing going on, and I'm out on that on the macro conversation. Like, I just don't even think it's a thing. But a lot of you do. And so if you want to take last night and make it about a $53 million contract and the next 6 years and who's the guy and who's not the guy, you're allowed to do that. That's not where my brain goes when I see a game like last night. I'm disappointed in the way that he played, and I'm mindful that the 49ers are in the middle of a playoff season. They're 8-4. They have every reason to make the playoffs this year. And if what you see Brock do starts tricking away games, you can't let that happen. And I don't think that Kyle Shanahan will. But I don't take last night to be any more than that. That's it. That just means he didn't play well last night. And if that were to become a habit this year, then the door's open. The door's open to turn to your other guy.
And you might see it on Sunday if you get to a game where the ball is going to be wet. So everybody get ready for, you know, ball handling issues with Brock Purdy in the rain, because we all know that's a thing. So when Brock Purdy goes to a freezing rain, possible snow, 36-degree day in Cleveland, and the first time the ball squirts out of his hand, just remember that that's a thing.
Can we dig into that a little bit?
Sure.
Is it a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing.
Prove it to
for
me.
Him more than it is other teams. I just know that when I've seen him play in wet weather, he's had plays, he's had times where he's had a hard time with the ball.
What are the games that come to mind?
I'd have to go back and remember. Like, I don't have the photographic memory like a Mark Grandy.
Yeah, so like, okay, they played the Rams in the rain last year. Both offenses were just brutal.
They lost 12-6.
Lost 12-6. Debo drops a touchdown pass. Nobody used the end zones the entire night. Nobody scored. 12-6, final score. All right, so there's that. I remember, obviously, Cleveland a couple of years ago, Super Bowl year, and people hang that game around Brock Purdy's neck, although a still good defense in Cleveland, Myles Garrett, et cetera, sloppy game, both sides. Brock Purdy takes the team on what effectively is called a game-winning drive. Jake Moody misses the kick. Not saying it was a great performance, but Brock didn't lose them the game. It was
at Buffalo last year.
At Buffalo last year, okay.
28 degrees, and they put up, he had 94 yards passing.
Right. I mean, it was like snowing, right? And the Niners they were off, like, the good Lord, they were awful in every single aspect of the football game.
They got run off the field.
I remember the playoff game. It was raining here against the Packers. And went on a game-winning drive. And they won that football game to get to the NFC title game.
Okay.
That was raining. I'm trying to think of other... Like, I know it's something a lot of people say. I can't disprove it, but I also don't feel like a lot of people can prove it. Brock Purdy's terrible in weather. I don't know that that's been as defined as we've made it.
And I wonder about how it relates to other quarterbacks in weather. And I think that coming into Sunday, this much is true. If you look at what the 49ers have faced this year, they haven't faced anything in terms of foul weather. Every game they've played has been pretty good weather. Even when you went to New York, it was New York in early October. That wasn't really a weather issue. And, you know, a lot of the games you've had this year have not been weather factored in there. So just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, anytime you go to Cleveland this time of year, here, Cleveland is even saved in my weather app. Let me see what it's looking like right now for Sunday. Yeah, 39 degrees for a high. Windy with rain and snow showers in the morning, changing to rain showers late. 1 o'clock local time is when they'll kick off. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. Wind out of the southwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Oh, God.
That's the...
Brock Purdy.
Considering the way he throws the ball.
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy. But
he throws like hot air balloons.
The chance of precipitation is at 70%. You know what that is.
It's a loss, Mark. It's a scheduled loss.
I mean, how does she
It's a precipitation sensation is what it is. Thank
you know
Randy.
Who's never started a game outside in the NFL?
Shadur.
Shadur Sanders.
Right.
Yeah. I would just like...
Yeah, they may not have him throw the ball at all. Like, if you're a Stefanski...
Well, the Niners don't have to either.
Right.
You know, you're not... Like, nobody's forcing you.
Yeah.
Here you go, Christian.
What, do you have 32 touches yesterday? 31 touches
in the game? I didn't count them.
Bananas.
There was this stat that ESPN put up on the broadcast last night. It was 30-touch games in the NFL this year. McCaffrey, 5. Everybody else in the league, 4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, the woman sitting next to me, bless your heart, by the way, whatever your name was. I didn't want to bother you, and I never got it. But it very much felt like sitting next to my mom. And she was about that age, and she would say the same stuff that my mom texts me during the game.
Can you help me fix my phone?
There was that at one point, and I had to explain to her at one point there was an injury on the field, and she couldn't see where the injury was taking place, and it was very upsetting to her. It says on the scoreboard, injury on the... Where is it? Where's the injury? I'm like, they're over there. They're blocked by all of the players. They're over
That's
by
a great
the
question.
Yeah, and so she was like, "Oh, okay, thank you." And then another time, and this was early in the game, McCaffrey got his second carry in a row. His first down, McCaffrey. Second down, McCaffrey. She goes, "They can't just do McCaffrey every time." And I was like, I looked it up in the rule book.
They're allowed to. You did not hit her with "you're allowed to."
Can you just answer your own question?
No, I just kind of gave her a grin. I didn't give her any guff at all. She was delightful. Delightful person to sit next to.
But that helps answer your question better.
She sounded exactly like my mom, who did text me at halftime, "Put Mac in." And she spelled Mac with a K. And I was like, "Mom, got a snack. We're fine."
Yeah, we're not putting Mac
in. No, everything's fine.
And Mac Caffrey had 31 touches. The rest of the Niners, 30 touches.
That's how I should have answered her. Put Mac in.
He's in.
Mom, he is. He's got 20 touches already.
That's right. He had 31 touches. The rest of the team had 30 touches. So he out-touched even, you know, Jennings and Kittle and Pearsall and Purdy and B. Rob Jr. and even Luke Farrell, who got himself a nice touch.
Attaboy, Luke.
All of them combined with 30, McCaffrey 31. And, so get ready for Cleveland, where that number is going to probably be at least 30 if you're in the game.
Nothing new.
Yep.
By the way, Cleveland feels like you're going to love this one. You, Dan Dibley, you're going to love this one. Because you know who's going to play a big role this weekend? Brian Robinson.
You think?
I 100% think, yes.
And by big role, you mean he'll get to play 16 plays?
Exactly. Might touch it more than 3 times.
Yeah.
No, he's a big back.
And he's getting more and more.
Yeah, you're going to have to run the ball. They're going to want the ball. Look, if there's any message out of last night for crying out loud with Myles Garrett on the other side, the message is going to be get the ball out of your hand. I think Brock is going to look a lot like Mac did this weekend. 1, 2, 3, gone. And so they're going to run the ball a lot, and he's a big back, and they're going to need to spell Christian. And I got Brian Robinson for, I don't know what his carry per game average is so far this year. Whatever it is, I'll go for the over. I like maybe 8 to 10 carries for Brian this time.
Last night he had 7.
Yep.
And just as an interesting point of contention, he had 12 snaps on the field last night, and he had 7 carries and 2 targets. So
when he's
out there, they use him.
Yeah.
But only 12 plays, and I'm looking at the McCaffrey, and they are yet to play more than a couple of snaps all year at the same time. So McCaffrey played 83% last night and 58 snaps, and of the 58, he touched it 31 times. There were a couple of the targets where he didn't actually get it, but yeah, McCaffrey, go ahead and rest up on a short week.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be needed.
Yeah, this is going to be a slobber knocker.
Yep.
888-957-9570. Back to the phones in a sec, but Mark Grandy has this Warriors update.
Yeah, first of all, we got Steve Kerr coming up. Yep. It's going to be more like 5'10". Okay. Raymond Ritter says a 5'10", not 5 for Steve Kerr. That's coming up in a little bit. But we have this update on the Warriors injury report ahead of tomorrow night's game versus the Rockets. Draymond Green has been upgraded to probable for tomorrow night. Al Horford and Jonathan Kuminga, though, remain out.
Out. He's out for tomorrow. They don't play tonight, right?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Correct. That's for tomorrow.
Yeah. So he's... Kuminga is already out for tomorrow. Yeah,
the cadence of this thing is all messy.
Well, no, the cadence is crystal clear.
Well, I mean, when you've got someone who has tendonitis and over a week ago, Steve Kerr came on this show and said, I feel good about him playing Wednesday in Miami. He has not played since. And
that's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and they're ruling him out 48 hours before games. That's it. The cadence is off. Like, they should be... Those should be game time decisions, in other words.
Right.
And they're not.
With tendonitis.
Literally, and they're publicly putting on the internet that the MRI came back clean. Steve Kerr is like, hey, you go ask Jonathan what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. But, yep, not ready. Says he's in pain.
Yep.
So cadence is bad. Vibes, bad. Steve Kerr, 5'10".
Well, the cadence is clear. The vibes are bad, but the cadence is very clear. Like you're saying, if you're telling us now, which is... about 28 hours away from game time, you're already telling us that he's not going to be, he's not even questionable. He's just straight up out. The cadence to me is he is either in so much pain that he can't play or he doesn't really want to play. And if the MRI came back clean and it's knee tendonitis, then all right, like if I have knee tendonitis and I'm trying to work toward playing, I'm not going to let you know till tomorrow at about 3:40 whether or not I can go. If it's tendonitis and you're going to be, you know, going through the Rice method, rest, ice, compression, elevation, you're going to get stem, you're going to get the heat, whatever it is, you're going to go through all the treatment. You're going to work like heck to be ready for tomorrow night. And then you get out there at 4:00 for shoot around. And then you go, you know what, Steve, I'm close, but I'm not quite there. Then you rule him out. If you're ruling him out this far in advance, that's like, he's not even trying to play.
I can't wrap my head around the idea that he doesn't want to play. You might be right. But
I've had it for 2 weeks.
I know.
That's where my head's been wrapped.
I can't wrap my head around it.
I think he'll play within 3 weeks of the trade deadline.
Oh, then, God. That's when you think he's going to return?
That's only a month from now. I mean, he might return before then, but honestly, if he wants to show out before the deadline and they want to shop him, I would look for about December 20th.
All right. Your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6A to 6P tomorrow. Warriors tickets, ACD tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, and more every hour tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Our Thanksgiving blowout on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. All right. Back to the Niner calls. Austin and Kevin and Tony, you'll be first up. And the rest of you get on in here, 888-957-9570. We're talking about this balancing act of, yay, we're 8-4, but boo, they look like crap. Like, how do you feel when that game, when that final gun sounds last night? How would you describe the feeling that was in your belly? We keep taking your calls on Willard and Dib.
49ers have been good in the red zone. Last five games, 16 touchdowns, 19 trips. Here's Jennings.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And he's going to take it in after breaking tackles. Touchdown 49ers.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You want to be down with the Purdy? Then it's the long play. It's a long play. But look, there's lots to talk about. I was very disappointed in what I saw last night, obviously, from Brock Purdy. And I think that Kyle Shanahan did what a good head coach is supposed to do, which is try to protect him. The offense got really conservative there in the second half. And then he stepped to the podium and said that these were really good decisions, just poor throws. I don't know if that's supposed to make a fan feel better. Poor throws is not good. And I question at least one of them in terms of decision-making as well, the throw to Pearsall in the end zone. But what I think is just reality, not saying that, because it doesn't matter what we would do as coaches because we're not the coach. I don't think that the 49ers are anywhere near the thought process of benching Brock Purdy. But I think a game like last night, when you're an 8-4 team, you need your offense to be good, and you're heading into games that are going to get really dicey and important. I think the door is at least a crack open to, if you start looking like that again, and instead of leading to a 10-point lead, it leads to a 10-point deficit, I think your brain has to automatically go to, do we make a switch at least for today?
You might. Exactly. At least for today. I don't think that if you make a switch, it necessarily has to be forever. And no. I also don't think that if you make a switch, that means that there is a controversy. If you're down 17-3, last night, and he throws his third pick, and you go to Mac, and then Mac leads you back, and then you beat Carolina. Well, there's going to be some controversy, but you, as Kyle Shanahan, you can go and just say, hey, you know, he was a guy having a bad game. We made the switch, and the switch was right and stuff, and we went out and we won the game. And so you don't have to be beholden to what the fans want and the fans' whims. And whether or not the door is open a crack after that or not, I don't really believe it, because you're 8-4. And you believed in him to pay him.
Totally.
And even though he didn't play great, and I said earlier that he might have been the 45th best player on your roster last night, he might have been the worst 49er who played football. And you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who was actually worse than he was. Mm. And so, yeah, if that's the reality, you still won the game. And so I actually agree with Shanahan when it comes to the decisions. They were just late throws. The first one was late to Juwan. The second one to Pearsall, he had to throw that 5 yards out in front of him instead of throwing it to where he was. The decision, I don't think, was wrong. Although on the second one, I'm with you. You could have run it. You could have done a little dinky pitch to Kittle, who could have gotten 7 or 8. There were other plays that could be made, but he chose to throw to an open receiver, and he made a bad throw.
888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in about an hour, 20 minutes. Also, we should tuck some Grandy Grades in before Steve Kerr, and so we'll do that, but we got at least another hour to just keep talking to you about this weird season, just a weird year, and that's what we feel. We feel a 49er fan base that looks at 8-4, looks at a probability of playoff football coming at north of 80% right now today, but is having a hard time kind of getting excited about it. for some very, very clear reasons. A, it's just about belief with the defense kind of looking the way that they are throughout the year with the injuries that they have. And then now, as of today at least, you certainly factor in the whole quarterback situation, how wonky it's been, and then, at least for yesterday, how unproductive Brock Purdy was. So let's go to Austin in San Mateo. Hi, Austin. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, nothing much. Thank you. Hey, I just want to say that, hey, can we start to see what the last pick of the draft actually look like now? We starting to see that without that supporting cast when he first came in the league with a Super Bowl team made already, that's made to go to the Super Bowl and actually try to win one with the offense and defense. Only thing Brock Purdy had to do was just fall in line and let these players lead you to success, and that's why he got this contract until today, so whatnot. And now we're starting to see, and the league figured it out. He don't got that supporting cast like he did in the past now.
Well, it kind of does. Austin. Austin, what did that team have in terms of supporting cast that this team doesn't have?
That is, what I mean by that is they're all broken down. They've been there already before he even got to the team.
Yeah.
Getting injured and everything. And how many hits these players will keep continually taking? Now that they're all out, Debo gone. Took a lot of shots. Kittle, a lot of shots, the way he plays. Brandon Ayuk on IR, coming back with the ACL injury. Trent Williams getting old.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Austin? Because I thought this was really cool on the morning show today. I was listening to this exact subject come up. If you let's say the NFL draft is tomorrow, okay? And Brock Purdy is... it's his year. Where do you think he gets picked this time? What round?
The last pick of the draft.
Yeah, you're incorrect. And Austin, thanks very much.
You're talking about his draft class?
Like Joe Shasky,
are you talking about the whole NFL or just his draft
Shasky
class?
Shasky was awesome about this because people will go, they love to do this. Now you see the skill set. He's the last pick in the draft, and now you're seeing it. And Shasky goes, you realize the other quarterback in the game yesterday was the first pick in the draft. Which one you want? There's no question about it. You've got to lay down your arms with this concept of Brock was the last pick in the draft, and now you're seeing why. I believe you've got to lay down your arms. It's flat out wrong. It was a miss. It was a miss by the evaluators. I'm not saying he should have been the first pick in the draft, but he's clearly better than a seventh round draft pick. And I don't buy this narrative that what Brock did before was simply because all you needed to do was stick any human being out there, and he had good players on the team, so that's why he was good, and now he sucks. Like, A, he doesn't suck now. He had a horrible night last night. And B, football cannot and does not work that way. You don't just get to be an awesome quarterback because there's good players around you. It's so much more complex than that. So that's the one thing that, like, it's a great day for a Purdy hater, obviously. It's a great day for a Purdy hater. But you're never, no matter what, you're never going to get me to take away what he accomplished in previous years by saying it was just because there are good players around him. I just don't believe football works that way.
No.
You have to be a good quarterback to play good quarterback.
Well, and honestly, you have to look at, in my opinion, the totality of a game, and I'm watching the first drive back right now, and if you watch, he goes out, completion, 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 incomplete to Robinson, he hits Farrell, he hits Juwan for the touchdown, he went 6 of 7 on the opening drive, and they went, he marched them down 72 yards, yeah. It was McCaffrey, 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 the first 5 plays. It's good to have him on your team.
Yeah.
He can run it. He can catch it. But on the opening drive, Brock Purdy was damn near perfect. And he converted 1, 2, 3 third downs along the way. And they scored a touchdown on the opening drive. So, yes, demerits for 3 interceptions. Absolutely. 2 of those throws were awful. The third one, he got duped. He got duped by a great corner. That was a good play by the defense. It was a bad throw, but he got duped and he got beat. But beyond the 3 picks in 8 throws, other than that, he was actually really good. So, I mean, if you want to be fair and honest, the reason why I do this, the reason why I watch games twice is because I'm driving home and all I could think of was awful game. It was an awful game, and Grandy's grades will reflect it. I doubt that either you or Grandy or myself will give him anything higher than a C-, if that high, because he was patently bad. However, the opening drive, that counts. And the second half, that counts. Even though Shanahan did constrict what he was allowing him to do, you did that because you had the lead, and you could run it. And so you stuck to the short game, and Purdy executed that. And so, for me, as much as Brock Purdy was awful over that 8-throw stretch, beyond that, he was really good.
Well,
to me, it has to matter.
Of course it does. Every play matters. Every game matters. I know everybody, like we get it. It's no different than Kuminga or Ayuk or whatever. Everybody picks a side, and then you go into the computer and you find all the games that support your narrative, and then you only talk about those. So if you go back over the last 19.72 play, like whatever, Brock Purdy is not great, but he's good. He's a really good player who's also still got a whole journey in front of him. Last night does nothing for me in terms of the larger conversation of who's the 49er quarterback. Again, macro, micro. My concerns are right now. Right now, if you've got a QB whose confidence is shaken and he's not playing well, and now he's got to go to Cleveland and snow and Myles Garrett, and you're 8-4 and you've got to win. So that's where, to me, the door is cracked open. But, I do think some of you show your colors if you're going to, like, today's your day to jump on and be like, see, Purdy sucks. You're not going to win that battle. You're just not. The Niners don't think that. That's not what the league thinks. I don't think it's what you think. It's not what I think. That's a losing battle. The guy's about to start a long-term contract. And his play will determine whether that was right, wrong, or whatever. But, like, yesterday was not definitive. It was the third time in his career that he's had a three-pick game. Third time.
Yeah, and the first time that he actually won that game.
Yep.
And by he won that game, they won that game. And this is where I always have to remind people about the nature of football, because it's also complimentary. And the reason why they won last night was because of Christian McCaffrey, but largely because of the defense. The defense was awesome, and the defense made the plays they needed to make. And also, the team you were playing, the quarterback you were playing, was terrible.
Yep.
And the pick he threw from the 1 yard line, first and goal from the one, that is absolutely 99.9 out of 100 times you cannot do that in that spot. And yet, he made a bad throw. Jair Brown kind of baited him into it. He had two picks, and the defense was awesome.
All right, coming up on Thanksgiving Day, Chiefs-Cowboys, 1 o'clock, Mahomes and Dak, let's do this, along with your turkey, you turkey. All right, that's coming up at 1 o'clock on 95.7 The Game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio, Steve Kerr, in a little bit over an hour.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.